In Jesus' name, Christian friends, does your Christmas wish list this year include a cell phone? Oh, everyone has one of those already. How about an iPod? Or if you have one of those, then at least maybe a gift card for some music downloads, or a CD or a DVD that you've wanted, maybe a flat screen TV or an Xbox 360 or a laptop. You're a rare consumer if your wish list this year doesn't contain some kind of electronic gadget, or perhaps you're planning to give one to someone else. Something to connect us to the media that seem to surround us all the time. There's no question the mass media have influenced our lives powerfully. But now go back a couple thousand years before any electronics and imagine that you have an important message that you want to get out to lots of people, and there's no mass medium to do it with, not even an old-fashioned newspaper. Well, you might do what God did, and that is put a crazy preacher out on the edge of the city, not far from town, out in the countryside, and news of his preaching would spread by word of mouth very quickly, and people, out of curiosity or maybe wanting to be entertained, would flock out to him. And when they got there, they would be stung by his messages. Let's read about it in the first chapter of Mark. And I'm reading from the NIV translation. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region, and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That's the reading. And notice that I said just before reading this that the people were stung by John's messages, plural. Because while he said many things, of course, they all boil down to two messages, and both of them are summarized in this reading. First, he preached a baptism of repentance. We read, confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. As we heard again yesterday, John preached the law, that is, God's rules and expectations of us. And when we hear that, we especially realize how we have fallen short of fulfilling all of those rules and expectations, and as a result have incurred God's anger and deserve his punishment. John wasn't afraid to point to people and tell them what they've done wrong. It's as if I here in public, as he was this morning, would point to some people over here and call you by name and tell you which commandments you broke last weekend, and then I'd do the same thing over here. That's how John preached the law. People may at first have come out of curiosity to see him or maybe to be entertained, but listening to his words, they were stung, and they confessed their sins. And to show the sincerity of their confession, they were baptized in the waters of the Jordan River. It's our hope and prayer that during this penitential season, which we've called Advent, a time of preparation, preparing our hearts for the coming of our Savior at Christmas time, that each of us has had a chance to look inside our hearts and realized our sin and our desperate need for a Savior. But the law wasn't John's only message, and it wasn't even his main message. Our reading says, and this was his message: After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John preached repentance, to be sure. Stop sinning and behave. But that wasn't his main purpose. John was a man of God. And that's not God's main purpose, to stop people from sinning and make them behave. John's main purpose was God's main purpose, to point to someone else who was coming. And that, of course, was Jesus, the Son of God, who would be the Savior of the world. A little later, John pointed to Jesus himself and said to those around him, "Look, there goes God's Lamb, the one who would be sacrificed to take away the sins of the world." God's main goal in coming to us is not to make us behave better, but it's to save us. John's main purpose was the same as God's, not to point to things that we do, but to point to what Jesus would do for us. John then was a complete preacher, and I might even say a good Lutheran preacher. He preached law and gospel. He preached the law showing our sins and our desperate need, but especially he emphasized the gospel, the good news of which the Christmas angels sang, showing our Savior God's solution to our desperate need. It's interesting how God chooses to communicate with us. He used a forerunner as a medium. God didn't need technology. He used a person. God drew people's attention to that person so that that person could draw people's attention to God. That's what happened with John, and it still works that way today. Each of us here, once upon a time, in some way or another, had in our lives our personal forerunner, some person who pointed us to God, who brought us to Jesus, so that we could be baptized with the Holy Spirit and brought to a saving faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you know who that person is or was, and if you can, you should thank them. It was a very precious gift they gave you. And each of us here can be a forerunner for Jesus. Not all of us will be called to preach Jesus publicly on behalf of his church, though some here will. But each of us can be a Christian, and a Christian is always a forerunner for Jesus. Sometime, perhaps again this Christmas season, God will draw someone's attention to you, the Christian, someone in your family, someone among your friends. God will draw someone's attention to you, the Christian, and give you a chance to point them to Jesus. Watch for that chance. It's the best way to celebrate Christmas. Be alert for the opportunity to be, for someone, a forerunner. Be ready to point to Jesus. Thanks be to God.